Hello, everybody. Sean McLaughlin here. Thank you for listening. Heal Your Wounds, episode 4. I'm the host. If you haven't listened before, welcome aboard. My voice is hoarse. I'm very tired. I was on an overnight coach back from Manchester to London because I was performing comedy for the people of Manchester last night. Luckily, I've got a stick of dynamite up my ass in the form of Elliot.
Boom.
Elliot Fallows, back.
Here I am.
Here he is. You're tired as well.
I'm very tired.
Why are you so tired?
I've just got a very busy lifestyle. I'm working very hard. I do a lot of things.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a bunch. I'm reading a bunch of scripts for people. I make podcasts. And I'm obviously a con artist. We all know that.
Yeah, we've already established that. My voice is a bit frigged because I took an overnight coach back from Manchester to London. And I haven't slept. And I got drunk in Manchester and I thought, oh, that will help me sleep on the couch. But I couldn't sleep on the couch. And I've also started smoking again.
Did you get drunk on your own?
Yes, after the gig.
Did you smoke on your own?
Yes.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Is there anything you need to discuss, Sean?
No, nothing. What do you mean, did I smoke on my own? That's less weird, I think.
They set up whole areas for people to smoke together outside of clubs and pubs.
They do, yeah. But
yet you chose. You elected to do it alone. And I'm just worried about you.
Why are you worried about me?
Because I don't want you to be too lonely.
I'm not lonely. I live I'm a hard rocking guy. I'm travelling the length and breadth of this great land.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because comedian's one of those jobs, isn't it? It's one of those... Comedians are weird and miserable, apparently. That's what I read. It says...
It's what you read?
It's what I read. It's what I read in my books.
Well, you do a bit of comedy.
I do a little bit.
I'd describe you as definitely lonely and miserable.
Yeah, I'm mental.
Fucking hell. Can you believe that Elliot is the brains behind the operation? Good episode this week.
Excellent one.
Yeah, we've got some great guests. We've got Ed Gamble and we've got Stephen Bailey, who are very, very funny. We also don't have an interview. This is something I need to talk to you guys about. Frankly, Heal Your Wounds has always been a malleable operation.
Always.
Always.
With a Play-Doh of podcasting.
With a Play-Doh of podcasting. That's very good.
Yeah. First we're a knob, now we're a house. Now we're a car, now we're a ball. Now we're a princess. Now we're a ball.
I cannot. All right. Just honest. Just please wind it in. We don't have a guest this week. And we've decided that some episodes we won't have a guest. Like, we'll always have guests, but it might not be the same order as we've had it before. Thank you for listening. You're going to want to listen to these interviews because they're two really amazing comedians. And you're going to want to listen to the bit after the interview because, oh boy.
Some wounds are getting healed.
Some wounds. I mean, this is the clues in the title. Thank you for bearing with me. We're both very tired, but we love you. Thank you.
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do to get stuck? That's all that's left of our love.
Hey everybody, this is it. Part episode 4. Elliot, you're still here?
I am.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. We've got two great guests here. First section, so we've got comedian time. I'm going to introduce them both. Both of them looking at me, not really sure whether I've got this in me to pull this off. They're going to be eating their words in a bit. First one, a man I've known for many years. Mr. Ed Gamble.
Hello. Hello, Sean.
How are you, Ed?
I'm good, thanks, mate.
How do you think this podcast is going to go?
Well, first things first, this is a more professional setup than I was expecting from you.
What were you
Everyone's
expecting?
Got their own microphone.
Yeah.
And it's in a place where you don't also sleep, I assume.
We'll get to that.
Right. Because I was expecting it to be in your flat and we'd record it through the microphone of a laptop.
No.
And there'd be like old fried chicken boxes lying around and stuff like that.
No. None of that. We're back as we were in previous episodes at the wonderful Cockpit Theatre. Yeah. I didn't call it a shithole last time. You misheard. Ed, thank you for coming. First question for you.
Right.
Anything to plug?
No, mate.
Cool. Alongside you, we have a guest who I'm very excited about. He's still got his sunglasses on his head.
It's sunny. That's why.
He's a diva. Mr. Stephen Bailey.
Oh, hi, Sean.
You're a new friend of mine, would you say?
Are we friends?
Okay, well, we're off to the races at this podcast.
I thought we were lovers.
What
I thought
do you
we
mean,
were lovers and brothers.
Lovers and brothers.
And sisters and friends. I didn't think you were going to back out of our relationship because Edgambo was here. I didn't expect that to happen.
Well,
I thought you were going to embrace who you are now. That's what you said to me the other week in the bakery in Tooting. Take that back.
Okay.
Try and deny it.
I knew it was a risky bookie, Stephen, but I didn't think it hit the rails.
Who bought who a brownie? Who
bought look at you floundering, Joe. Yeah. It's amazing.
This is what he does at Gamble. He takes you for a secret brownie. He has a secret relationship with you. He tells you how amazing he is, but he tells you not to tell anyone else, like every abusive relationship I've ever been in.
I have never heard it called a secret brownie before.
That brownie was not secret. It was perfectly public to the people of Tooting High Street. You're a great guy, Stephen. We got to know each other.
Yeah, we got to know each other really well.
Oh, man, come on.
No, you turned it into that. I didn't turn it into a sexual thing. I just feel like I've seen your soul.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I think we're all shocked you've got one.
I have got one.
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
I've got a big, warm soul, and I'm bloody delighted to share it with the World Wide Web and the public. Thank you for listening, guys.
The innuendos have already started so well. I've turned this into a drag queen's podcast so quickly.
You certainly have,
Steve. And I'm really proud of myself. Can't wait to see what we do to Ed.
Well, what do you want to do to Ed? He's looking buff, right?
He's looking really buff.
Very early on for the question, what do you want to do to Ed?
It's never too early for that question.
When you open with the question, got anything to plug? You're kind of
fair game. Stephen Bailey missed it, that is.
Oh, Stephen Bailey, you got anything to plug, bro?
No.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean...
What?
No.
Well, go on, you can plug something.
I don't really have anything to plug.
Were you working out if you should do a joke about the word plug?
Yeah, it's plug, isn't it?
I was like totally trying to think of a quick plug joke, but I couldn't because I've never worked with plugs.
Okay, well...
In my line of work.
You've never worked with plugs?
No. Well, no.
No?
No.
It's not your game?
What isn't?
Plugs.
They're not my game. They're not my game.
Not your game. I knew that from the minute I met you, Stephen. Not a plug man.
Well, do you know what, though? But I am going to inherit a plumbing business.
Fuck you.
I'm not even joking. My dad is when I say a plumbing business, it's a plumbing van with plumbing tools. And it has a
That's a business?
Yeah, that's all you need for a plumbing business.
Yeah.
So,
is it like an ice cream van?
No, well...
You go around and you ring your bell and people run out and go, fix this U-bend.
Fix it out a hatch in the side.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what a U-bend is, but I'll have to learn. Because in about whenever my dad goes, I'm going to be a plumber.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm so excited by it.
The thought of you coming into someone's house fixing a toilet. I'd love to... If I was to hire a plumber, I'd love Stephen Bailey to come around.
That'd be great. That'd
Guys,
be great.
It is going to be me.
Is it?
I'm going to be a world famous plumber. I'm going to have a reality show about plumbing. It'll be on Channel 5 at 9 p.m. and I'll make inappropriate jokes.
I host the spin-off show where the studio audience discuss what happened in the episode?
Not if you do it like you're doing this.
What do you mean? This is fucking good.
It is actually, it's better than I thought it was going to be. Right,
what?
Ed?
How? All right. Before
we started recording, Sean, with a genuine look of terror in his eyes, said to me, just show me some respect. Which, it was honestly one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen in my life.
No, it wasn't. You must have seen much more pathetic things.
Yeah, and they've all been you.
Come on! The public are taking me to their hearts. We're getting a million listens an episode.
How is it doing? What number episode is this?
This is 4.
Right, and how's it been going?
It's by... If the audience numbers rise at the rate they are, we should be on 4 million for this ep.
Right.
No evidence that we're not going to be. No. Right, Elliot?
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah. How are you doing, Elliot?
Yeah, I'm still fine.
Yeah, good man. Have you got anything? I never ask you if you want to ask the guests anything.
You got... yeah. Why are you here? For Sean?
Sean sent me a message that was sort of... you know, dripping in desperation. And I'm just concerned for him. So
really? That's not why you're here.
Well, last time I saw you, we went for a coffee and you seemed quite sad.
Yes. Well, yes. That's a recurring theme.
You seem all right now.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Great.
Do you just go for coffees with everyone?
Stephen, I really don't want to be doing this on air. Okay?
Why not?
Because I don't know what we're doing. We're playing a game that I've never played.
I think you're the one playing the game. I'm sat here being fully committal and you're going for coffees with Ed Gamble.
Absolutely soundbite ready, this one. To be fair to him, he's soundbite ready.
And also, why can't I come for coffee with Ed Gamble?
You can ask him.
Guys, I just want to go for coffee. I'm always with drag queens and drinking.
Okay.
What? Who? You keep going on about these drag queens. Who are these drag queens you're hanging around
with? I'm really glad you asked. Did I tell you about my new friends that I've made at the gym?
You haven't told us shit, mate.
Okay, well, I've made these... Why are you getting aggressive at me?
I'm
the one here doing you a favour in this classroom. So, I have made 5 Italian friends at the Pure Gym in Stockwell.
They're going to come in handy when you start your plumbing business.
Big time, mate. Yeah. They're not scared of plugs.
They're really fit, though. They're really fit.
They're fit.
So now I meet them every day, and we do the gym, and we have coffee.
Yeah.
And that's it. But I don't know why they don't work.
But they probably think that about you.
Yeah.
They go, why is this?
Guys, I work nights.
Maybe they work nights.
Maybe they do. Are you trying to say that they're waiters because they're Italian? Because that's racist.
That's not what I was trying
to say.
No, I thought they were opera singers.
I thought they were highly successful pizza dough creators. what are their names?
I was just going to say something bad then.
What were you about to say?
Nothing. So there's David, but he has an E at the end.
David.
Yeah.
I love Stephen Bailey refuses to acknowledge foreign names.
David.
Guys, yeah. I have a degree in French. I've done my bit. And then you all still voted Brexit. And now I'm out on my ear. My degree's worthless. So who's really to blame? Sean.
Well, probably me. Yeah. Just keep saying the fucking names.
So there's David. There's Fred, which is actually short for Federico, and that's not my choice.
Right,
that's his choice.
That's Fred's choice.
There's Thomas without a H.
Thomas.
That's Thomas without
Thomas.
A H.
Thomas. Yeah. Thomas.
Thomas.
Oh, yeah, Thomas. It's Thomas.
Thomas.
Yeah. And then there's another one.
Whose name you don't remember?
I can't remember.
I thought you said there were 5.
Yeah, you did.
But I'm the 5th one.
You're the 5th
Italian.
You're
the 5th Italian.
There's 5 of us.
And they call you Stefan?
Yes. That's with an E.
Stefan with an E.
There's already 2 E's there, mate.
There's one at the end now as well.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
And you're going to Italy with them?
No, they're nothing to do with Italy. That's 2 separate situations. I'm going to Italy with some friends, and I'm also friends with Italians, but they're in Stockwell.
That's great.
I know.
What a life you lead.
I do. I'd lead a great life.
That's wonderful. I'm so proud to be a friend of someone who's friends with so many Italians.
Thank you.
That's great. This is a sentence I didn't think I'd say when I woke up this morning, Stephen.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad I continue to open your mind and make you move forward for the LGBTQIA fight. You have just turned it into a gay rights podcast.
Oh,
how do you feel about that?
I'm only just caught up with the fact it's a drag podcast.
Sean's confused about the addition of QIA at the end.
Oh.
It's queer.
Yeah.
Italian.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, it is.
And what's the A?
It's intersex and ally.
Ally.
So you are all allies.
Oh, great.
Well, I hope you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I'm well on board. Well on board. The I isn't Italian.
No.
Whew, I've got some tweets to delete. Ed, who is the most foreign person you would consider a friend?
The most foreign person I would consider a friend? Oh, God, now you've backed me into a corner.
Mm-hmm. I certainly have, Ed.
I don't know. I don't think any of my friends have got an accent.
None of them? Oh, dear.
But if they did, I'd certainly know all their names.
Oh, the shoes on the other foot.
See, this is a very bitchy podcast.
It's a very bitchy podcast. You have absolutely dragged us up.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You got any foreign friends, Elliot?
I've got Yosef.
Who's Yosef?
It's my foreign friend.
Don't you fucking laugh at his name, Stephen.
I'm not laughing at his name.
It's you mean Joseph, right?
Yeah, he's from Liverpool. he lives far away, though. Does that count? Like, he's foreign and I don't see him.
Is he actually living in another country?
Yeah, but he's not living in the country he's born in, which also is not this country.
We can all make up someone in a different country, mate.
Yeah, come on.
I've got a friend who lives in Russia.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who? What's his name?
Vladimir Putin.
Story checks out. He lives there. Who's Yosef? Where's Yosef from?
I met him on a course in Chicago, and he wrote a story about poos.
Poo.
Cool. Glad we went here. That's
about
been great.
Poo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what he said.
3 poos.
He wrote a story about 3 poos.
Yeah.
One story about 3 poos, or was it a trilogy of stories?
It was one story about 2 poos who became friends with another poo.
Right.
So, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell the story?
No, it's not. It's only really funny in, you know, when Yosef tells it.
Was this course for, like, a literature course for people who've been through some stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is he a faecophiliac?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And where does Yosef live now?
I don't know, someplace.
Great. Sounds like you're really great friends. We're back. Part two. Great chat. Stephen has just come up with an amazing anecdote that we've heard in full. And he's going to repeat it now for the... What did you see yesterday, Stephen?
Oh, I saw a really tiny microscopic penis attached to the most beautiful god I've ever seen. So there's this guy that I look at every time I go to the gym. And my plan today is to ask him about how some equipment works so we can befriend each other. And he's got like the most perfect face and he always wears a vest and he looks good in a vest. And if you look good in a vest, I think... you're perfect.
Yeah.
And then I saw him, and then I was just in the changing room getting changed, and then he took his vest off, and I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And then it all came out, and I was like, oh my, like, that's so disappointing when everything else is so perfect. And then it is this tiny little, it looked like it'd been worn down to a nub.
Oh, but that means he's probably had a good life.
I don't know. He only looks about, like, 25.
Yeah.
And was very fleshy. I mean, I don't know how long I was looking at this, but... long enough that I text my agent straight away to go, guess what I've just seen.
I always text my agent as soon as I see a knob.
So did that? Is that it now? Has it put you off?
No. If more, it's enticed me because it really hurts back there. So if it's not going to touch the side, yes, please.
How small is it?
Like small. It looked like a belly button.
An outie belly button.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, dear. But maybe it's... erection, it's probably bigger, isn't it? Imagine if you got an erection and it went smaller.
Oh, that would be disappointing.
You'd be really in a bad mood then.
It must get bigger, but I mean, it's not going to like megazord it up, is it? It's just going to be like
a centimetre? I think my erections are maybe.
No one does centimetres for penises, do they?
No one does, but even if you did, you would. I think your penis would go more than a centimetre bigger.
Yeah, but let's talk in inches. Come on, guys.
Come on. Okay. We voted Lee for a reason. I'm sick of talking about the metric system in terms of my knob. Kilometres is no measurement. Do you look good in a vest, Ed? I bet you look fucking great in a vest.
This area is like just a load of poached eggs on top of each other.
Loads of poached eggs?
Yeah.
For the benefit of the listener, he is just pointing at his genitals.
No, not the genitals.
No, I know.
The genitals are, you know, scrambled eggs. It's awful.
Mine's a boiled.
Yeah.
Ed,
hard-boiled egg.
Hard-boiled egg.
I think Ed is one of the most handsome people on the comedy circuit. Right now.
Yeah, very but good. that's not much of a league table, is it?
No, it really isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Absolute freaks out there.
He's top 50 just by virtue of not living under a fucking bridge.
But listen, we've got Chris Martin, gorge.
Yep,
Joel Dommett, gorge. But I would put you above them.
No way.
I would.
Who would you put me above?
I would.
You're a handsome guy, Sean.
Thank you, Ed.
You are handsome.
Thank you, Ed, but forgive me if I want to ask the expert.
Mate, I think you'll find what I was doing was filling the awkward pause.
Yeah. But let's delve into it. Have you two ever had a gay experience? Maybe at college, maybe at university, maybe just like in the park with your friend Daniel, who
in
you thought
pack.
Was Diane. Park.
Oh, the park.
That's my accent. It's what we sound like. There's this thing in this country called working class. Maybe you've heard of it. The Guardian certainly hasn't, but this isn't the podcast to get into it on because it's only got 2 listeners. 2 million listeners.
2 million, correct. I have had a gay experience.
What was it?
I've made out with a guy.
So why did you say no at first? Why were you ashamed? Who was it?
I didn't say no. I never said no.
Oh.
You were too busy banging on like fucking Ken Loach. So listen to me. I made out with a friend of mine. Made out with a friend of mine a couple times.
What was his name?
Sean,
were you
Sean,
on drugs?
Sean, say Yusuf.
Yusuf.
Sounds real.
No, I made out with a friend of mine when I was younger.
But when you say you made out, was it like, was it because of a physical attraction? Was it experimenting or were you just
drunk showing off to the girls?
I think we were drunk showing off to the girls.
Yeah.
I think at one point we were like 16 and we went down there and some girls said, if you two make out, we'll make out. And we immediately made out.
I think that's exactly what happened to me as well.
And they didn't make
out.
Wait
a minute.
So you, that's what happened to you?
Yeah. It's just showing
off. Shaking your head there, Ed. Thing. You could come out.
But I don't count that as a gay experience.
What, making out with a man, you wouldn't count as a gay experience.
No, but not as like banter. Doesn't that somewhat sort of
but
reduce
it wasn't
homosexuality
banter.
To?
It's not banter if you've adopted a child. Who did you make out with?
Just a guy from school, I think.
A guy from school.
Yeah.
Who was the guy?
I'm not giving his name on here.
Why? Why
who did you make out
with? I'm not giving his name on here.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
Okay, I'll name everyone I've ever made out with. Okay.
In 30 seconds?
Yeah. Name as many as I can.
Name as many as you can.
Can I just get my phone so I can use that to help?
Bloody. I mean, how long is it? Do we need 30 seconds or do you need your own episode?
You might need longer. I've definitely got one person per letter.
Oh, you're going to go through your contacts book?
Yeah.
I thought you had like a note of all of them
written. I can think of like, I just don't think I'll get them all. Hold on, it'll only take a second. My phone's only here.
Stephen's getting it. I mean, this is now the episode. I think we should just go through this.
Shit.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm just breaking
things. Do we know any of them?
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll start at the beginning.
If I say surnames, can we put a beep over it? Because I probably shouldn't say surnames.
All right, we'll put a beep over any surnames. Yeah. And I also want to know where you met them.
Okay.
And what you did.
What you did.
And where it happened.
Okay. Should we have a time limit on this, Elliot?
Nah, go for it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, you're going to be here for a while.
Go!
Aaron, we met on Tinder. He lived in Drosden. We had Chicken Cottage.
Is that the thing you did together? Is that like a code? Chicken Cottage?
Is that a gay experience, having a chicken cottage?
Yep. It was pretty gay. No, we only smooched. Adam, we did everything. Was there for that one, but not in the room, like not during that bit, but he was there to, he was an enabler.
He was a what?
He was an enabler.
He was an enabler.
What did he do?
I think because was famous, this guy fancied me because he was a model.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Getting some coups on this podcast, I tell you.
Adam from Plenty of Fish.
Alright.
Brilliant.
Oh, Alp. There was a guy called Alp.
Alp?
Yeah, we
met. A-L-P?
Yeah, we met online. He rimmed me. are we not
how
doing
do
this?
We, how do you mean I want to do Ed's phone
next.
We're not doing my phone, mate.
Yes, we are. Andy Gaydar. Don't remember who that is.
Well, that's an appropriate name. If your mum and dad call you Andy Gaydar, there's not many others.
If your maiden name is Gaydar.
I'm skipping some here.
Why? Why are you skipping some?
Just because there's loads under A and I'm already embarrassed. Anton, we had a nice time.
Why are you being coquettish now? You've already said Alp rimmed me.
I can't think of another way to say, like, he rimmed me too.
Let's change it then to all the men who've rimmed you.
To what?
No, actually,
no, because that's going to wear out. I'm not like rimmed by everyone. They just seem to be the A's. then there's Ben Fatass. He was nice. We just went on a few dates.
Ben Fatass.
Yeah, that's what I saved him in my phone as. We went on a few dates.
I bet you didn't rim him.
No more bees.
No more bees. See?
Cal the Italian, sexy.
Is that one of the
Is that
ones?
That one of the
That's
Italians?
Not one of the ones from... Oh, Carlo Gaydar. No idea.
Carlo Gaydar.
That'll be Ben Gaydar's brother.
That's
Who are these? Some of these people? Chris from Grindr, no idea. Oh, there was another Chris that I met when I was at uni. We hung out a lot and like we did the immoral thing and he was actually Catholic, so that was a fucking nightmare for the whole relationship because he hadn't come out at the time, then we had to. And then there was another guy called Chris, and he was really, really fit. We met when I was interning at a magazine, and he made me a steak dinner, and so I gave him a handjob. And no, because his penis was too big. Then there was another guy called Chris.
What do you mean his penis was too big? For what?
For putting it...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a human being, almost.
How big's too big?
You should have put him up with your friend Fatass.
See, isn't this fun?
Honestly some of the best fun I've ever had in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love
okay,
it.
So then there was another guy called Chris. He was the first guy I got with after my ex-boyfriend, Satan. And he was perfect, but it was like a key found its lock kind of thing.
Oh, that's nice.
And, but he kept saying things like, I'm a dark soul.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't want to go out with someone that keeps saying... And also, he baked bread, so I thought that was a bit weird.
It's weird for a dark soul to be baking bread.
That, yeah, you're not living up to what you think your stereotype is. I know a lot
it's
of Claire's...
weird to bake bread? Pardon? Is it weird to bake bread?
If you're a dark soul, it is.
I think if you're proclaiming yourself as a dark soul.
Yeah. Then there was my dad, so we all know what happens there.
Okay, we're gonna wrap this up, I think. Let's put a pin in this.
Then there was Di. We met in the supermarket. Nothing happened there. We just had a bit of sexy texting banter. Then there was DJ Dan. We went when I was in Sainsbury's, and he was the DJ at the works Christmas party. And then, do you know when you have that total chemistry with someone where you just get an erection at the sight of them when you're, like, a bit younger? Like, not completely young. I was, like, 18. But I was, like, bam, like, every time I saw him. So that was him. He had hair like Medusa. Oh, shit.
What's happening?
He had hair like Medusa?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
What, snakes?
Yeah.
Actual snakes?
Not real snakes. They just were styled on snakes.
Okay, dreadlocks.
Then I've got...
dreads. Have you ever made out with a guy with dreads? Have you been with a guy with dreads?
No.
Would you? Or is that a deal breaker?
No. I mean, we're only at D. I don't think... I mean,
we're at D and I'm looking at my watch. You've been talking non-stop for over 5 minutes.
Well, you guys can jump in at any time.
You had to skip not just people that you've kissed or whatever, but people who you'd rimmed whose name started with A.
Well, there's people that I can't remember. Like, I don't know who Dan Plenty of Fish is. I don't know who Dan Tinder is. I don't know who Dan UK is. Clearly. Oh, then there was Daryl. Not Just a Tonic Daryl. Daryl, he was really, like, so basically with him, we met in a club and had done that. Do you know that, what's that festival called in Lincoln? Lost Arts Festival or something? Lost Village Festival?
Yeah.
So I did that gig there, but I absolutely died. I'm not built for festivals. And then, so I went out with a gay village afterwards, my friend Natalie, met this guy, ended up going back to his house. And then he rimmed me against the front door.
Against the front door?
Inside or
we
outside?
We were on the inside.
Right, okay.
We were on the inside.
Imagine that. Imagine you're coming home from the pub.
Guys, I don't actually think
you're coming home from the pub. And what's happening? Go on, guys. It's bad enough when there's foxes at it.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, but if I've had a pint of Foster's, I'll do anything to get rid of the taste.
That's why he makes the big bucks.
Now, the whole rimming thing, when you say
promiscuous.
Is that the end of the transaction then?
Yeah.
Is it just that act and then
thank
depends
you very much how drunk I am, what mood I'm in. Like, and just to say,
rimming
not...
for me would seem like...
A warm-up.
Would it? I don't know. I think a rimming is more intimate than sex.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, I've got someone saved in my phone as Dear Future Husband. I'd be interested to find out who that is.
Well, let's give him a call.
Give him a text now.
No, I'm not giving him a call.
Just text him saying hi, and then we'll see if he answers.
Wait, I'll just go on WhatsApp, because then they have the picture. Oh, they should have the picture.
They should have the picture,
shouldn't
yeah.
they? I was doing one of those stupid talking head shows on Channel 5, and I did this little bit about rimming, right? And then this man came after me on the internet and was like, oh my God, you've just pushed gay rights back 100 years. And I was like, we've only been legal for 50 years, so I've pushed them back 51 at best. And... also, I was like, you're a stereotype because rimming is not just for the gay community. Like, you guys can rim too. So, Ed, Sean, you know what my question is. Will you rim me?
Find out in part three, listeners. We're back to part three, everyone. Sorry, Stephen was just saying something to me. Carry on.
I just swallowed snot. I think you're one of the most well-respected comedians on the circuit, but you're also a mess.
Wow.
So you didn't know that was coming in the second half of that sentence.
And so, because I think everyone's like, Sean's really cool. And I've never seen you be cool. You know?
I don't think anyone... I mean...
Do people not like...
Strap in, Sean. I don't think anyone's ever said Sean's cool.
Oh.
You don't think I'm cool?
I feel like you have a lot of respect for being like a very clever, smart, funny comedian.
Yeah. No one says he's cool.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
You are a very well-respected comedian. You're an excellent comedian. Huge amount of respect.
But?
Well, respect doesn't pay the gas bill. I'll say that.
No. But, nor does coolness, Ed.
But I wouldn't say Ed was cool, no offence to Ed. But like I would say like Ed.
Who the fuck
like,
would you say he's cool?
I did Bailey. Say you, and then it got taken off me.
Did you say I was cool?
Yeah, and then you all started shouting at me.
No, you said he was a respected comedian, and I don't think that's necessarily the same as being cool.
You specifically said I wasn't cool.
Oh, I forgot what I said. I don't think you're like an invisible dot comedian. Oh,
there's no such
anymore.
Thing. No yeah. such thing as that
there's
anymore.
But
I'm a failed entity.
I feel like
that's getting cut.
You're an enigma. You're an enigma. I'm not sure.
Ed, what do you think about that? You think I'm an enigma?
Well, how are we defining enigma?
Do you know my middle name?
No.
Well, the Riddler strikes again.
Do you know my middle name?
Do I care? No, this enigma That's only thinks about the open road. I bet your middle name's James.
No, you'll never guess it. Okay. And you can't make the third section of your podcast about guessing my middle name.
Get your ringing list up. We're going for all of them until we get Ed's middle name. What is your middle name?
Stevenson.
Stevenson?
Yeah, weird, right?
Ed Stevenson Gamble.
Yep.
Is Stevenson... I guess it can be a first name, can't it? Or it used
Stevenson.
To be, I think.
Really?
I think we're all shocked by this.
It's just a weird middle name.
Yeah. Is your dad called Stephen? Because that would make sense.
No, my dad's called Andrew. Andrew Gamble. And then my granddad's called Andrew Stevenson Gamble. And everyone calls him Steve. And I'm called Edward Stevenson Gamble.
And what do people call you?
Ed Gamble.
I have a question for Ed Gamble.
You've put your hand up there. I'm not going to get to that yet. This will put your hand up on a fucking podcast with three people here.
No offense, Elliot.
I'm with three other people.
Yeah, wait, I didn't even pick up on that.
You're not even a person,
I didn't mean
mate.
That. Elliot's great. I love Elliot.
What do you love most about Elliot?
I wouldn't be here without you.
Fuck you, Sean.
Jesus, Elliot.
Elliot's a very good interviewer. Elliot's interviewed me before.
Has he?
He came with questions.
We had prizes on that show.
Prizes?
We used to give away socks or something.
Bloody what? Socks it was.
Yeah. Did you get a bottle of water as well?
Interviewed me in the Pleasance Dome.
Right, what did you ask him? What did you ask him?
Why are you friends with Sean? Why are you here?
Yeah.
That's what you asked him?
Yeah, even then I knew.
Even then? And he said he's just too respected. You can't not be friends with him.
He said, can you think of any comedians who are an absolute shipwreck who I can produce a podcast for?
And
instantly, before I even finished the sentence,
yeah.
McLaughlin's, he said.
Yeah. I pointed at some poor unfortunate shoveling horse shit in the corner.
Someone has thrown away some flyers in a bin, and he went, that guy, Sean McLaughlin's.
What was the question, mate?
There was no question. This show's over. Welcome, everyone.
Jesus.
Last episode, me and Steve are going to set up our own little podcast.
Oh, no, Stephen was going to ask me a question.
I was going to ask a question. Because you seem very well together.
Right.
Why the fuck are you a comedian? How did that come about? I'm really interested by this.
Obviously, are you?
It makes sense why you are. Like, you could not do a normal job, but Ed could
work. What does that mean?
Ed could do something proper.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Why is that offensive?
About? I couldn't do a normal job.
I'm saying you're good at what you do. I mean, not that Ed's not good at what he does, but I'm saying you're good at what you do.
I think I'm in better shape than Ed mentally.
Well, I don't think that's true.
That's an interesting opinion. I'm probably. I reckon I'm less together than I present.
Oh, good.
But I'm probably, compared to the majority of comedians, probably slightly more collected.
Yeah.
I just enjoy it. It's not, I don't see comedy as like a compulsion. It's not, oh my God, if I didn't have this, what would I do? It's like, well, I'd probably do a law conversion.
Yeah. You're very funny as well.
Yeah, you are.
Your instincts have always been good, I think.
Thanks.
And I think it's not like you're a guy who suddenly decided to be a comedian. You probably always really wanted to do comedy.
Yeah, always liked comedy and just kept on doing it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Good for you.
So no, it's not that I don't really like that stereotype of all comedians are dark souls.
I don't either. Why do you do comedy?
Do you see
Stephen?
That was a quick, because I want to be very famous and own a house one day. I'm going to be left a council flat. And a fucking van.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you can't inherit a council house.
You can inherit a van, though.
Yeah, it's going to sell for about 100 quid, so I need a mortgage.
Okay, so well then get one.
I'm trying.
Well, get one, mate. Try
I'm trying.
That's why you're on this podcast. I'm paying you.
Yeah.
He's getting nothing for this.
You could
what do you do? So you do comedy because you want to get rich and famous?
Yeah, what a mess.
Did you think this was the easiest route for you? Couldn't you have gone on like The Voice or something?
Yes, I did win The Voice.
Oh, you've won The Voice?
Yeah, I won The Voice.
Sean doesn't watch The Voice, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't watch The Voice.
The second series?
Stephen Bailey, should know.
You're the winner of The Voice second series. Wow.
But you don't get a record deal with it, you just get money. So I was like, oh, I'll just sit on that and spunk it on Edinburgh Fringes and my passion's to be a comedian. I've always thought I'm a funny kind of guy.
Yeah, you are.
So you're very funny. That's what I think. That's why you're a comedian. I think it's probably. I don't think it's all to do with wanting to be rich and famous.
No, it's not really. That's just a facetious answer.
It's an affectation, that, isn't it?
Now I'm like, now I do think I am broken. Like I do feel like
the comedy's broken you.
I feel like I have to do it now. Like I feel like.
Well, that's what this podcast's about, man. Heal your wounds. Let's fucking go.
Well, no, I don't want to heal my wound.
heal your wound.
Heal. Why can't you understand me today?
I don't know. I'm losing my
hearing. I listened to the first episode of this and everyone else thought it was called Hear My Wounds, didn't they? Everyone else misheard
Harriet
it.
Thought it was called Hear Your Wounds.
Hear Your Wounds.
Is that what this is really called?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so confused at what we're even doing.
Right, me too.
Why don't you call it the Comedian's Comedian Podcast?
There's already a podcast called that.
Oh, I've not heard
of it. I tried a lot of names, to be honest. I don't really listen to podcasts. I didn't know what they were called. WTF? Taken. Nerdist? Taken.
The Ricky Gervais Show?
Taken.
I wonder why podcasts are so popular. They're technically really annoying.
Cool. Thanks for coming on the show, man. I don't like the fact that people don't think I'm cool. I don't think I'm uncool. I've got a cool jacket. It's like denim and stuff.
I don't think you're uncool, but I don't think you're cool. I don't think any comedians are cool.
Yeah, I don't mind people not considering me cool. But I don't think you'd call me uncool.
Cool people aren't funny.
I think you're like Angel in Buffy. That's what I feel like.
I honestly don't know what signals you're giving off. Because he's like the sexiest one, right?
Yeah.
Well, then why did you...
When have I ever said you're not sexy?
Well, you cool. said he was exactly the same amount of good-looking as Jeremy Kyle earlier.
Did
on.
I say
and
Jeremy
And now you've
Kyle's
said he looks like David Boreanaz.
I didn't say he looked like David Boreanaz.
Right.
You think I'm just, like him?
I feel like you're like Angel, the character of Angel.
Why am I like the character...
Rudin.
You look more like Xander.
Oh,
I
my God.
Take that as a great insult.
Why aren't we talking...
great insult.
Excuse me. Clearly, we're all into Buffy. Buffy was 20 this month. Why aren't we talking about that on this podcast? There's your theme to run with. Go, host. Go. Ask us about Buffy.
I don't want to talk about Buffy.
Why don't you want to talk about Buffy?
Because it's my show and I want to talk about me.
Plus, we made him talk about Buffy in the last episode.
Yeah, we talked about Buffy in the last episode. My sister's putting on a Buffy event, which by the time this has been
is that
released,
the one
will be
where
out.
It's...
Is that the Genesis?
Oh, yeah. I'm not here for that. Otherwise, I would totally have gone.
Yeah. It's going to be really good.
Are you going to be there as Xander?
Or Angel.
I'll be there in my own clothes, but signing autographs as Xander. Yeah. as I am in most of my life. Do you think I'm like Xander, Elliot?
Only when you put that eye patch on last week. And then you were.
I don't think I am dark and brooding, though, at all, as a person. Am I?
Yeah.
You're definitely
really?
Brooding.
I think I'm quite
well, that's
playful.
That's your act as well.
My act is like a kind of an angry version of myself.
Yeah.
But I think I'm quite playful, really, a lot of the time. Maybe I misread. This is the problem. I don't know how to talk to people, and I think I get my tone wrong, and I think that's I think people think that I'm a different way than I am. I'm really quite a nice man, I think.
You're a really nice man.
You're a very
man.
Nice man.
But then why does everyone think I'm brute? I'm broody. I think it's just because I've got deep set eyes and I'm tall. I think people are quite intimidated by how tall I am.
I don't think that's true at all.
I think they're quite into. I think people go, oh, he's fucking
well,
tall.
Well, are you taller than you think? Do you think you're taller than you actually are? That was a complicated sentence. We got it out.
How tall do you think I am?
Not that tall.
How tall? In centimetres.
I think you're 6'2".
Way off. I'm 7 foot.
No, you're not.
See, this is my point. You think you're taller than you actually are.
I'm 6'4", fully retracted.
Are you?
Yes.
I went out with a 6'4", I nearly said year old, but you know what I mean.
Like 64 year old.
No, a 6 foot.
You went out with a 64 year old. Is this your way of saying you went out with a 64 year old?
Tall person.
How old would you go?
Well, I just finished dating someone that was 45.
Whoa!
That's quite old.
But I feel like that's probably the oldest because it felt like he was old.
It felt like he was old?
Yeah.
Wrinkly.
Not like really wrinkly, just like in his like mannerisms and the way he held himself. It was like, oh God. Felt like he was going to ground me at any second.
That got short excited there.
Yeah,
did
that. Yeah. To get grounded. No, I don't know how tall I am.
You don't know how tall you are?
I don't. I got measured years ago, but I think my posture's bad. And I don't know. It's like people ask me how much I weigh. I've never weighed myself.
Well, that's good.
That's
I don't
good.
Think. I imagine I'm somewhere between 12 and 14 stone. Is that the measurement? What do you think? Elliot, you look at me like you think I'm more or less.
I've got no frame of reference for this. I don't know.
Elliot's looking at you being like, why are you discussing your weight?
Elliot's got. Do you have to edit this, Elliot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's why he's looking at you like
he's
that.
He's got a
mate.
Job on his hands. I'm not going to lie, but you know. We've all got a job on our hands. This is like you've come to do Sean McLaughlin's podcast. What do you want? You want competence? You fucking listen to someone else.
Stop telling them. Every week, yeah.
I don't know how much legs this has as a concept. Me doing this show, I find it very stressful.
Don't spiral.
How do you keep your shit together when you're doing stuff and it's kind of getting you and it's a lot of work? You must have a tip, Ed. You must have a tip. You've done podcasts. You've done shows.
I tend to have a little sort of breakdown every week.
No, you don't.
I do.
I feel like you're doing too well to have breakdowns.
No, it doesn't matter.
You always want more.
Also, it doesn't matter how well anyone's doing. If you're having breakdowns, you'll always have breakdowns.
That's a very awful thing for me to hear. Wonderful stuff. Oh, this is lovely. Are we all bonding?
Yeah, this is bonding.
This is good.
I'll tell you something I do think, right? I don't know if you even care. But I think if people were more honest about shit like this, that's like, oh, God, we're all panicked behind closed doors, then everyone would feel more united and then people would have less panics, you know?
No.
I think that's true. I honestly think that's true.
I think people should push it right down. Push it as far away as you can. Run
away.
Push it right down, even away from yourself, until it's a little black egg in your tummy.
Try and poop out the little leg. Then play some football, get into lager.
Well,
poop
out the little leg. Feel better if you come to
poop out the egg. That's the name of this episode. Poop out the black egg.
Oh my God.
Poop out the little black egg and get on with your life. That's such a good motto.
Yeah.
Push it into an egg.
Push it into a black egg, poop it out in the toilet.
In the toilet?
Well, the nearest. I think you should just come to the pub quiz with me.
Which pub quiz? The one near our house?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do it.
I feel like if you did that and you got the £5 pizza and then we shared the donuts, you would be ever so happy.
I want to do that. Let's do that next week.
Yeah.
You want to come?
Quiz team.
Quiz team.
The black eggs.
The black eggs. Elliot, you in? Cool. All right.
I feel like I would like from this podcast more of you and Elliot time.
That's what the intros and outros.
That's what the intros
are. Oh, okay.
I sit this bit out and let you guys have a little bit of fun.
Oh. I like Elliot. I think Elliot's like a perfect rudder for this great vessel that is not sinking.
Did you say you like me?
I always say I like you, don't I?
Right.
What do you mean?
It's a great dynamic.
Then carry on.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah? What do you like most about the dynamic?
Elliot.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah? Yeah. Of all evil, you should put your trust in God. The love of money is the root of all evil.
I was in a situation for a while where I didn't know the name of my cleaner. And that just feels very, very sort of...
Yeah, I was going to say it's a reference, I don't.
Upper middle class, doesn't it? Even having a cleaner is bad enough, but then not knowing her name.
Oh, but did you hire her or him?
Through an agency.
Well done.
Through an agency, thanks.
And then she arrived, introduced herself, but then I forgot what her name was.
And what was her land of origin?
I don't know, mate. You can't start asking them where they're from, can you?
No, but like, well, she wasn't British.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
But I know her name now because she signed for a parcel.
So what is it?
What is it?
Datlina.
Datlina?
And she signed for the parcel. Datlina Cleaner. Are you guys going to do a Kickstarter?
A Kickstarter?
Like a
Patreon, you mean?
Yeah, well, whatever it is. Begging, you know.
I don't think so.
Are we not?
Are we? Do you want to?
I don't know. I think it's up to you.
Is it?
You run the business side. I'm just the...
Oh my God. Who is doomed.
Who wanted to start this? Because is it someone else that's not here? Because neither of you two want to be here.
Hey.
Is there like a faceless sort of podcast puppet master?
Just the people are asking for it, you said.
People are asking for it. People are asking for it. Big. Oh, lots.
Elliot, it's the guy from The Rain. And I think we should do a podcast, man.
Oh, but he makes me feel sad. I don't like it.
That's the point, bro. That's the point. I'm going to bring in some friends. We're all going to get happy.
Uh-huh.
We could ask for money. If you listen to this, send us some money.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Then your guest might get a bottle of water.
Get a bottle of water.
Actually, yeah. To be completely honest, this is the first show I haven't brought a bottle of water for people.
Yeah, it is a shame that. And the last show, we did have snacks. We had full snackage. Yeah.
And you had pizza at one.
And one of them we had pizza.
So
and one of them we had snacks.
We've just got a right shit show.
Well, you know, it's I'm in a good mood today. If I'm in a good mood, I don't feel like I have to win people over. But evidently I was wrong. I was arrogant to think that just spending time with me was enough for people. That's your tip. That should have been your tip as friends. It's given you, you know, water. Anything to plug genuinely?
No.
Nothing to plug for you.
Well, I'll be on tour at the end of the year, but we're not sorted out yet.
Yeah,
me in Edinburgh if you want.
Oh yeah, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh Fringe.
Where are you on?
Free Fringe, babe.
Free Fringe. What room?
Three Sisters, 5:15.
5:15? Three Sisters. That's a great time and a great venue.
So. I was actually inspired by Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett to go back to the Free Fringe.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Ed, you're doing the Free... Oh, no, you're not. No,
back at the Pleasance.
Great inspiration there.
Pleasance Courtyard, 7:15.
Do you want my audience coming to see you?
Your audience?
The people who listen to this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got room for one more.
Well, Bennett will probably get a comp anyway, so... I'm doing Edinburgh, listeners. I'm doing the Pleasance Grand at midnight. Thank you for coming. Thank you, genuinely, guests. This is going to be great. We're going to turn this on good. Elliot, you've been fantastic.
Elliot's held it together.
Do you have anything to plug? You've got another podcast.
What's your other podcast, Elliot?
I don't know. I feel dirty plugging my other podcast.
Don't feel dirty, mate. Keep it going.
It's called Scarers. We challenge each other and we do things. We live experiences in life that you wouldn't on a normal day. It's very good.
Give us an example.
First episode, I'm a life drawing model. I had to go.
Oh, wow. Sounds good.
Were you naked?
Yeah.
Were you little naked?
I was with my little penis.
That's tremendous. And do you have any things given to you? Like photos? Well, not photos, but like pictures.
You'll have to find out.
That's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
So that was the interview. That was wonderful. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
A lot of adult, grown-up, grotty fun.
Yeah, a lot of that. Stephen Bailey and Ed Gamble, thank you so much. Funny comedians, go see them. No VIP this episode, but we've got something even more special planned. A real rollercoaster ride of emotion.
Admin.
Admin.
Bitches.
We're going to talk to the listeners about the listeners.
Yeah. About you.
About you.
You.
Because they've been talking to you.
You.
Haven't they?
Yes.
What have they been saying to you?
So we're doing well. We've got good numbers, Sean.
Have we?
Yeah, from producer to host, we've got good numbers.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Okay, they're creeping up.
Creeping?
Each episode. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. But there are a couple of things we need to iron out. We've just got some little bits and pieces of feedback. We won't dwell on it, because that would be unprofessional, and we are nothing but professional.
Absolutely.
It's that you are openly... addressing issues that you've had,
yeah,
and then fixing them from people, and people think that that's cute.
Who thinks that's
The audience would like it.
All right, I don't know if I like where this is going.
The first one, and they say this with all the best intention, Sean.
Where could this be going?
All they say is they don't like it when you put yourself down or the podcast down.
Okay.
It's you're a very endearing character. We're all on your side. But they think perhaps that bit of it might be slightly off-putting, because it's like you're telling them that what they're doing is wrong.
What do I do about that?
You just stop saying it, because it's not shit and you're not shit, but it's very unappealing for other people to be told that what they're doing is shit.
I don't think I've been saying it's been that shit.
It's like if you're a banana salesman and you sell someone a banana and they start eating the banana in front of you, you don't go, that banana's shit. You say, I suppose they're already eating it.
They've already eaten the banana.
So it's not your problem,
and
is it?
They paid for it, and they've probably stopped. They got to choose the banana.
Yeah, but
it's like this. They don't have to listen to this if they don't like it.
No. Point number two, stop doing that.
Stop doing what?
Say that they shouldn't listen to it.
Listeners, I'm sorry that I insult the fucking shit show that you've wasted your time listening to.
Don't.
I'm sorry that you have to put up with such a crap host.
You'll never hear him do it again after that.
You will never, ever hear me not do it.
Because even if he does, there's a master of editing sitting across from him. And I'll just make it like you've never done it before.
There could be loads of people who love the fact that I think it's shit. I love the fact that I call our listeners absolute fucking rancid dogs who should be neutered for the good of society.
I work very hard on this podcast.
Oh, Elliot. All
right. You need to say it's shit. We put the last episode out, and you tweeted going, "Here's my crap podcast." And that is a podcast that I edited for a whole weekend when I was ill and with a bleeding hand. And then the reward I had was it going on Twitter going, "This is crap."
Right, well, look, let's pull back here for 1 second. Yeah? When you say, you're phrasing that as if you were working so hard on the podcast, your hand started bleeding.
Yeah.
That isn't what happened.
It is.
No, you touched glass or something.
I fell on glass.
Oh, are you falling on glass?
Because I'm tired from making the podcast.
All right, Elliot. I won't insult the podcast anymore.
All right.
So that's the feedback you've been getting.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep, and one from me, that's fair. I err too much and I laugh too much.
You laugh too much?
I laugh too much.
I don't think that's a problem at all.
Well, it is. Somebody's got to laugh, but apparently it's not me.
Who's giving you this feedback?
Important, valuable listener feedback. And you know what, as well, what's really helpful is they all offered it unprompted. They said, "Listen to the podcast. Can I just say?" And then,
I just say, I think the host is a mess.
No, they say they think it's really good, but that you have to stop saying it's not very good.
It's just my, but it's my impulse as a person. I think it's a defense mechanism.
I know, and it's often mine.
Yeah.
So we need to boost your confidence by telling you what everyone thinks wrong with you, and we're gonna approach it, and we're gonna change it in you.
Okay.
And then you'll have something to be confident about.
Okay.
All right.
So what other things? I'm getting complaints that it's too long.
It's not a complaint you've had before.
Yeah, you know what? You do laugh too much. The fact that you were giving yourself a little chuckle after that.
I apologize.
Audiences, don't listen to this, listener. Do not listen to this crap podcast.
So they say it's too long.
Someone said it was too long.
Just turn it off earlier.
Yeah, turn it off earlier. I don't care if you think it's too long. That's the dumbest complaint about something. He goes, "I love the show, but it's too long." What do you mean you love it and it's too long?
It's on average an hour and a half, and it's out every 2 weeks. That's 45 minutes a week on average.
And we're getting loads of guests from different walks of life.
You get two different bits in it. Not this week, though, because you've complained.
Yeah, you've complained enough that we had to cancel our interview with Winnie Mandela. So well done. Listeners, I'm sorry if I insult myself too much. It's something I do as a habit, as a person. It's a nervous thing. But I think you're right to call it up.
It's a defence mechanism, is it?
I guess it is.
Just to protect yourself.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah?
We've all got the stuff wrong with us. That's what Heal Your Wounds is about.
It's not about that.
We're all about just helping you, the listener.
No, it's not.
Send in all the things that are wrong with you.
Please don't. I don't want that. I don't want that.
You're in an awful marriage? Let us know about it.
Don't let us know about it.
You've got a kid you don't want anymore? We'll take him off your hands.
Give it to Elliot. He'll kick it.
I kicked a baby this week.
You kicked a baby this week in front of a former lover.
I was seeing someone.
In a romantic or sexual way?
Nearly.
Oh my. Was this the child break up with you?
It wasn't the child. I wasn't going out with the child. I was going out with a normal person.
Children are normal.
Okay. And then I went to get loads of snack food on my own, as is my way. Came out of Tesco, saw the person I was seeing, but didn't want to talk to them. I wanted to avoid them.
Why did you want to avoid them if you were seeing them?
Because I wasn't seeing them at that point. It ended awkwardly. I was an awkward little oddball.
How did that end?
I was too awkward and nervous around him, and it was off-putting.
Yeah.
And then, so I saw him later on. I was like, I don't want to talk to him. So I thought I'd step out of the way so he didn't see me. But I was too excited about stepping out the way that I leapt out the way, and there was a toddler there, and I kicked it in the face.
And this guy saw.
Well, yeah, because
the guy that you were seeing.
Yeah. So what was meant to be a discreet movement out the way?
Kick a toddler.
Yeah, I just set off an alarm of a child screaming.
Fucking hell!
It was
mate.
Awful. But then obviously he comes over and goes, "Oh, you're all right." And then my only response is like, "Oh, kicked a baby in the face." And he went, "Yeah, I've seen that." And I was like, "What the fuck?" And he said, "How are you?" And I was like, "I'm horrible. I've got a horrible feeling. I could feel it on my knee. I was wearing shorts. I could feel it on my skin." And it was really awful.
Oh, Elliot. Yeah. What did the parent of the child think? Was the child with parents?
This is my issue with it, right? If you've got a toddler and it's only just learning to walk, don't be 100 paces ahead of the child. Be around it so that things don't happen to it.
Was it only just learning to walk?
It seemed very young.
Well, being kicked in the face is not going to get that kid walking anytime soon.
It's my knee height. So what's that, like?
Two and a bit feet.
2 and a bit feet?
3 and a bit feet.
You think from your foot to your knee is 3 feet?
I don't know what a foot is.
Well, that kid does now.
Yeah. Knows what a knee is.
Knows what a friggin' knee is.
And if it does it again...
And he knows what an arsehole is. Because one of them need him. Absolute piece of work you are, aren't you?
I'm so lonely.
What? What do you mean? Are you actually?
Nah,
you right. Shouldn't be lonely. Look, I've got the analytics here for the first three episodes of our podcast. We've got fans all over the world. Guess which the most popular country is that listens to our podcast?
Bahrain.
Good guess.
Is it Brighton? That's where you're from.
Brighton's not a country.
Is it, UK then?
Yes, United Kingdom. Shout out to all the folks in the UK.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Oh, I'll have a spot of tea. Listen to the podcast.
I'm going to put this flag in my window. Don't put a flag in your window because that's wrong.
Okay. Guess what the second most popular country is that listens to us?
America, probably.
Which part?
The good part. Canada.
The United States of America.
United States of America.
Howdy, boys. We're going to listen to this Hear Your Watch podcast.
Well, I never did listen to such a fantastic audio adventure.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Shout out to you guys over there with the sweet Stars and Stripes, the 50 great states.
Yep.
Guess what the third most popular listening country is?
Germany.
Germany, you're 100% right.
Is it Germany?
Yeah. Isn't that mad?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, baby. Oh, they're big fans of your podcast.
Ich spreche der Podcast.
Thank you for doing podcast. Is that even German?
Ich like the production, Stephen. The production, Stephen. Ist sehr gut.
Fourth?
Oh, I hope it's...
I'll give you a clue. There's no way we're doing the accent.
Is it Bahrain?
It's Japan.
Japan.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay. Hello, this is... Michael Yun. I'm originally from Japan, raised in Plymouth, and I regularly listen to the Heal Your Wounds podcast while I eat my chips.
Oh, chips, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep. Chips and raw fish.
Is it a problem to do the accent, you think?
Yes, because I agree with what other people think, and that's what other people think.
I just do it
in the safety and privacy of my own home.
After the first three countries, there's a massive drop-off in listenership. So I don't mind if I upset the Japanese listenership.
I think we shouldn't. I think we should have some respect.
For the lands of the East?
Yes.
All right.
I want to go to... That's the only country I want to go to now.
The only country you want to go to?
It's the one I've got left. I'd love to go to Japan.
Well, if you're listening to us from the land of the rising sun, you've got a fan in the form of Elliot Fellows.
World Tour!
Close.
Yeah,
it was close.
We'll just pretend you had a frog in your throat and had to stop talking.
We've got a lot of cities. London, number one. Plymouth, number two. What the fuck's going on there?
Michael Young's from Plymouth.
Oh yeah, he was raised there.
Yeah,
that's where he eats his chips.
He's our biggest fan.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael Young, you're number one.
Number five, Essen. What's Essen?
I've never heard of Essen before these analytics.
It's in Germany.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wiedersehen. Yep, next.
Cardiff, Barcelona, doing a lot of that stuff. Australia's listening to us. Italy's listening to us. Ireland's listening to us.
Oh, I don't think people from Ireland are going to listen to this much more.
Not much more, not after what they found out about me.
Do you want to wear them?
No, I really don't. I was accused of being anti-Irish.
Anti-Irish. You did a set about your new Edinburgh show.
Yep.
And you had some people approach you afterwards.
Yep.
And you got your favourite thing, which is feedback. Audience feedback.
I don't understand why the public feel the need to express their opinions. That said, if you want to give us a rating on iTunes
and tweet about it,
that'd be really nice. Anyway, we love you guys. Thank you for listening. Well, I don't know if I love you guys, but it's nice that the people are listening.
I can do a West Country accent. Is there anything knocking around there? Russia.
Russia's not in the West Country.
No, but we've got 15 listens in Russia.
Yeah, we listen to you in Kremlin. We watch our favorite movie, The Terminal, and then we listen to Heal Your Wounds. Don't we, Mr. Hirohito from Tokyo?
Yes, that's correct. Vlad. Cock.
Vladcock.
Vladcock.
That's more offensive than if we just did a Japanese accent.
Why is it? What, saying that a Russian man's name might be Vladcock?
Vladcock!
Vladcock.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're saying that that's not derogatory.
Vladcock Schmeik.
I think that you...
Hello, my name is Vladcock Schmeikl.
We hear Kremlin, unless you hear your Wooj podcast.
We play it as torture for the LGBT spine.
We round them up with Pussy Riot. And we say, yeah, you want to make riot in your pussy now? Listen to these boys.
We must go and fix the US election. Oh.
Oh, snap. We have got something in common with Trump. Have you just hurt your ankle?
Got cramp. The Russians have done it again.
Oh, curse you, Putin.
The bastards. From... but continue to listen. Russia.
Russia, carry on listening.
We're getting some sweet, sweet natural finds there.
I think we're doing all right. We've also got some fans in Italy.
Hello.
Hello. We are from the streets of Milan. Mamma mia. Papa mia.
That's a good podcast.
My macho. Bello on the podcast. Now I want to drink wine by the liter.
Moped. Moped.
Moped. Oh, thank you to you. And of course, Australia, number 10, coming up the rear. All right, coming up the rear. I hope not, mate. We got a society that's far too masculine. We're scared of our own feelings.
Good day. I can't do...
You can't do anything, really.
I'm from Australia. You know, here I am, coming from Australia. Australia, land of the bears... They got bears, and they got prisons.
Oh my god, Elliot!
And they got four people who listen to the podcast
in the prison.
In the prison, I can't help but notice you missed Hungary. I assume because we don't know what the accent sounds like. Is this the way to win them over?
I don't know. Them. Hello, live from Hungary.
Is this your Borat impression?
We're here from Hungary. We have my wife is my sister, and on our wedding night we listen to Heal Your Words.
This is hack.
What do you mean it's hack?
I don't know. Is that what were we doing a Borat impression on the podcast?
I don't know what I was doing there.
Cities though, London.
London.
Trendy.
Trendy. Brighton, trendy. Edinburgh, trendy. Barcelona.
Very trendy. They've got wobbly buildings.
They've got wobbly buildings in London.
Yeah, but as are on purpose. They're just silly in Barcelona.
Yeah, they're nuts.
They just
over there.
Plan it out a bit more.
Absolutely nuts. You see them in Spain, like, oh, no! I love it, Alicia, do the podcast. The building is crazy, but not as crazy as those two boys.
Oh, we're the two boys?
We're the two boys, the two fiery boys.
Two fiery boys?
Funny boys.
Funny boys. How old are you, madam?
I am 14 years of age.
14? How?
I have four children.
Four children? How old are they?
They are all three.
They're all in the three? You had quadruplets.
Quadruplets at the age of 11.
That's excellent. And do they enjoy school? Are they going to school yet? Do they go to school?
No, we are in Spain. We do only educate them how to make paella.
Paella?
Paella.
Excellent. That's something we enjoy here in trendy London. Well, that's all we've got time for from... what was your name, sorry?
Oh, me?
Uh-huh. What's a traditional Spanish lady name?
Señorita.
Uh-huh. Señorita.
Gaudí.
Gaudí. Okay, then. Señorita Gaudí. Excellent work. Anti-Irish. Can you believe it? He's anti-everything.
I'm pro-everyone.
And yeah, I would say if you weren't anti-Irish, you'd do the Irish accent because they're number 8 on the list.
Oh, we loved it. Oh, no, we listened to the podcast. Thank you for listening, everyone.
We don't half appreciate it.
We don't half appreciate it. Sure, it's not as sweet as a white pudding, but it's not that bad for a lad like me.
True that, my son.
Father, for my birthday, can you take us to see Heal Your Wounds live?
Can you take us to that there iTunes? I need to get myself another one of them casts of the pod.
It's the cast of the pod is how we call it around here. We need to get a guest for the next one.
You white bastard.
I
cisgender, straight, white Englishman.
Do you think I'm too cis for you?
You're too cis for me.
The key thing is, no matter where you are in the world, Heal Your Moons accepts you for who you are.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Bahrain. Then Elliot's got a real problem with you.
No, I like people from Bahrain.
Who have you met ever from Bahrain? Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. Elliot's having a breakdown.
Kick a baby.
Right.
Heal your wounds, kick a baby, be from whatever country you want. Thanks for listening.
I approve of 2 of that 3.
Okay. Read a book. Now you agree with 3 of them. I win. Heal your wounds. Auf Wiedersehen.
He wins, listener. See you next time.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter @WoundsPod.